ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
They'll return to work and finally get paid. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Furloughed federal workers back on the job now that the government shutdown's over.
We hope that by the end of this week, all of the back pay will be made up. And, of course, the next payroll will go out on time.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney on CBS Face the Nation. Another shutdown could happen again when funding runs out February 15th. President Trump gives the odds of Congress striking a compromise at less than 50-50.
No wall, all wall, halfway in between. Let the professionals tell us what it takes to keep us safe.
Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, a bipartisan committee will negotiate, but Democrats have so far refused any wall funding. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise says,
we have to have a real specific conversation about how much money they will support.
Roger Stone will return to court tomorrow. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave Stone, a longtime associate of President Trump, will be arraigned on a 7-count indictment, accusing him of lying to the House Select Committee on Intelligence and of witness tampering. Stone told ABC's This Week he's not ruling out cooperating with the special counsel.
If there's wrongdoing by other people in the campaign that I know about, which I know of none, but if there is, I would certainly testify honestly.
Prosecutors say Stone pressured an associate to lie to the committee about contacts with Organization One, believed to be WikiLeaks. Stone denies the charges. Dave.
Rachel, Democratic Senator Kamala Harris launched her run for president in California.
The American dream and our American democracy are under attack and on the line like never before.
But another possible 2020 candidate is upstaging her. Howard Schultz, the former Starbucks CEO, told CBS 60 Minutes he's considering running as an independent.
I am not in any way in bed with a party.
Democrats are critical of Schultz. Julian Castro is also running for president, told CNN.
Essentially, it would provide Donald Trump with his best hope of getting reelected.
This is Fox News.
I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card?
This is it. This is when you can either let something happen or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. Right now, you can get 500 business cards personalized the way you want them, starting at just $9.99. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now is the time to make something happen for your business. So, own the now with 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 4400. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4400.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Is the U.S. close to working out a peace deal with the Taliban, who we've been fighting in Afghanistan for years? Well, the New York Times reports after negotiations, American and Taliban officials have agreed to a framework of a deal which could ultimately lead to a U.S. troop withdrawal. But Afghanistan's president says his people's rights will not be compromised in the name of a peace deal with the Taliban. The U.N. is taking its probe into the murder of a Washington Post columnist to Turkey today. The U.S. Senate's already condemned the Saudi crown prince as being responsible.
The U.N. Special Investigator for Executions, Agnes Callamard, meeting in Ankara with Turkey's foreign minister. Callamard heading a panel of experts charged with investigating Jamal Khashoggi's death at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last year. She says she's also requested access to the crime scene and a meeting with the Saudi ambassador. Turkey asked for an investigation after complaining of a lack of cooperation from Saudi officials. Saudi Arabia has indicted 11 people. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
The manhunt for the accused gunman who killed four people and wounded another in two Georgia shootings last week was captured by marshals in Indiana. Two police officers were recovering in Denver in fair condition the morning after being shot by someone barricaded in a home.
The individual that we believe was held up inside was taken into custody.
Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin says that man was also injured. He was taken from the home not long after he caught fire. A superhero gets a big pre-Oscar boost.
The Black Panther lives.
Black Panther won the top prize at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Outstanding performance by the ensemble cast. Rami Malek won Best Actor for Bohemian Rhapsody. Glenn Close's role in The Wife won her Best Actress. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel got 3 SAG Awards for TV, including Top Comedy. This Is Us won for TV Drama Ensemble. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
A local news brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional. With a 2-year warranty on all their work, call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The University of Illinois is putting nearly $2 million into arts and humanities initiatives across the 3 campuses. The News Gazette says 14 projects were chosen from more than 50 proposals at the U of I's 3 campuses. 10 of the 14 proposals include a faculty member from the Urbana campus. The effort is aimed at emphasizing the impact and influence of arts and humanities across the state. The Illinois Department of Revenue has started taking your 2019 state individual income tax returns as of today. The IRS today also starts taking federal income tax returns. The state says the fastest, most secure way to file returns and get refunds is to file online and request direct deposits into checking or savings accounts. Illinois officials expect direct deposit refunds will be issued 4 weeks from the time an error-free electronically filed tax return is submitted. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Weather brought to you by Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent. 2 locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana. 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Well, I think we're okay with that temperature, and that's everything. Supposed to be bright, rainy, but I think their temperature is going to be crawling above 34. I think we're going to be okay.
Right now, we're at 35 with the light snow. Kind of a wintry mix, though. They're warning about the slippery conditions that we could be facing this morning with the rain and freezing rain also. Today's high 36, 70% chance of morning precipitation to our low tonight. Tuesday's high at 11, then down to 16 below zero. The wind chill watch begins on Tuesday evening and extends through Thursday morning with the wind chills going 25 to 45 below zero. High Wednesday of 6 below zero, down to 16 below zero on Wednesday, and up to 11 with sunshine expected on Thursday. Again, light snow, 35, ESPN 93.5.
I'm looking at like 30 for the weekend, so it is a short-lived super freeze, but it's going to be in Chicago. Wednesday morning's minus 21. And here it's only 16 below.
Okay, right. Do we feel better about that then?
Yeah, definitely, always put it in perspective. It's going to be colder in Chicago. I think Chicago's high Wednesday is going to be minus 12. We're going to be up all the way to minus 6.
What an Arctic blast. Yeah. It hasn't happened in a few years since your trip to Australia.
Is that right?
Yeah.
2014 is when we did that. So it doesn't happen very often, but here we are. Good news, Friday is February. And February's got 28 days, and then we're into March, and days get longer, and we spring ahead and all those fun things.
Exactly. But
we can do this pitchers and catchers report this weekend.
Okay.
So we're getting into baseball now. Interesting, the whole weekend was kind of catch-up for me. I mean, I feel way better, but man, is it because when I'm bothered by fall back and spring ahead, I ought to be bothered by 14 hours in Singapore.
Uh-huh.
Because it just took a while. To kind of reclaim you flip your clock. I don't know how people that do 7P to 7A at Carl do it.
Right.
How do you do that?
And the law enforcement, they're on 12-hour shifts, I think.
You do 11 to 7 or 11 to 9, whatever law enforcement does, and then you got the weekend with the kids and the wife. I mean, you have to flip that? Couldn't do it. I mean, we both worked on midnight to 6s. In radio, mm-hmm. but it wasn't a long, long-term thing. If you're doing a shift flip like that and then got to go, I don't know. I think it'd be very hard on your body to do an overnight shift, but people do it every day. We appreciate them.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's see. Roger Stone arrested. He was the guy that was kind of a Trump assistant or aide for years and years and years.
Was he really a guy?
He was,
You know, that's what I've been reading, is this was a non-player.
Well, I think he's one of those guys that wants to be a player, and he certainly had been associated with Trump for many years.
Sure, but...
These are process crimes where you kind of lied, and these are during the investigation, but the collusion with Russia, I'm still waiting. Right. That Donald Trump was elected because he goofed around. Yeah, you know, it's just stunning that this can go into year three. And I just colluding with Russia is just, man. Anyway, that's what happens when you get a special counsel. They got to find somebody's got to go to jail. That's what they said, National Treasure. Somebody's got to go to jail. And they're getting guys, but it's not anything to do with fixing the election, which I thought this was all about.
Uh-huh.
Well, Hillary Clinton run again. There's going to be at least 30 Democrats. Kamala Harris was the most recent. She did her big announcement in Oakland.
Right.
20,000 people, more than Obama, somebody cited. Obama had 17,000 in Springfield, but it was brutally cold.
Yeah.
They're out in Oakland, California. Kamala Harris had 20,000, whatever that means. She's in a town hall on CNN tonight. Howard Schultz is running, or at least close to deciding. He's the former CEO and founder of Starbucks. He was raised in poverty in Brooklyn, New York, in public housing. Interesting guy running.
Well, that sounds like a good story.
Runs, gonna run as a centrist independent, no Democrat Republican.
Wow.
Run as an independent and,
we'll look into that guy.
Well, he was on 60 Minutes last night and it was a good interview. And I have no idea who he'll take votes from, perhaps both, but I would think a little more Democrat since he's so anti-Trump. So if you split that, we could be left with that George Herbert Walker Bush, Bill Clinton, Ross Perot situation where 43% will win you the presidency. That's what happened in 1992. So Howard Schultz is close. So are two dozen more Democrats. And Hillary Clinton is still out there. She's got the biggest name recognition.
Right.
There's probably a million Democrats that are screaming no. But she is tan, rested, and ready.
And she and Trump are both 70?
I think they're both 70, one, two, or three.
Okay.
It's over 70 now. But Bernie's, dear sweet Bernie's 78. So, I mean, he's going to run. Joe Biden, who'll be 77 or something when he would be president, he's going to run.
Okay.
Listen, this Democratic debate, the first one is in June. I mean, they are all going to have about 5 minutes. You're going to have to go that fast if you've got 30 people.
Yeah.
Ought to be interesting, to be sure. How about the fight in Illini?
Yeah.
I did not see that coming, Brett Underwood.
Great character win for our basketball team. And we beat an excellent basketball team and an extremely well-coached one. And to go through the kind of year we've had and guys show up every day.
It was the epitome of the whole game for me was this Andres Feliz.
Yes.
He's a kid, the JUCO transfer off the bench.
Yes.
Their big guy's name was Fernando, and he's a lottery pick in the NBA. He's like 6'11", and he's the man from Maryland. And Feliz had a breakaway, and Fernando was standing between him and the basket, and Feliz took the ball right at his face. Got fouled, made the free throws. But it was like, no, you're not scaring me.
I will not be denied.
It was very impressive for me. That was a statement drive.
I just saw that picture. It's a good one.
Anyway, Fighting Illini, I beat Maryland. We were down 11 in the first half. I didn't see it coming. Tavion Jones, breakout game. Ooh, he was suspended 8 games. He's another freshman. And Io DeSumo is definitely an NBA player. Here's hoping it's not this year. I don't think he's quite ready for the NBA, but he's an NBA player. I would assume he's going to be in the NBA. He's got that look. He's got that glide. He's going to be really good. But if you're Io and you're 19 years old and you're 25th in the first round and you're guaranteed $3.2 million, which is what it is, do you take the money? $3.2 million guaranteed signing bonus.
Ooh.
You could blow out a knee.
Yeah, but... At least you went for it. I mean...
Went for what? Play, take the money. Oh, don't you? That's a lot of money. $3.2 million? He could make, you know, 10, 15 if he's a top 10 pick. But anyway, he's that good, which is exciting. Of course, Kofi Cockburn, is that the guy? The number one five-star big man coming in?
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine our team next year if everybody kind of holds in? We could be quite good. Okay, let's jump to our sports headlines.
Okay.
It is 7:15, ESPN 93.5. It is Monday morning. This is January 28, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. 29.
And I'm looking at the Cardinal calendar, salary
arbitration.
Hearings begin. So there's that in baseball. Purdue over number 6, Michigan State, 73-63. I caught a little bit of that game. They look good.
Michigan State had won 21 straight
oh
Big Ten games.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So, and Minnesota beat number 19, Iowa. That final was 92-87. Northwestern ended up beating our Illini. We were up by 11 coming into that second half, but the Wildcats were just hot in that fourth quarter. 64-56 was the final. Our Illini won an 8 in the Big Ten and 9-11 overall. Cleveland broke their 6-game losing streak, 104-101, beating the Chicago Bulls. Pacers are in action tonight. NHL action was kind of an all-star thing, as was the Pro Bowl. I mean, do we care about AFC over NFC 26-7?
I thought of Coach Ditka, because that actually used to be a football game.
Uh-huh.
It looks like a Lovie Smith spring practice.
Right.
Where you kind of touch somebody and the whistles blow.
In fact, I saw a flag football version, and then I saw an obstacle course version earlier on in the day. I mean, they've really tried to kind of make it a show, but there just didn't seem to be a crowd there watching at all.
Well, it was pouring down in Orlando.
Oh.
It was pouring down rain, and again, it's touch football. I mean, you know, they had offensive superstars, Saquon Barkley and Ezekiel from Dallas. They were playing defense. So the offensive running backs for the Giants and the Cowboys are playing defense. Okay.
Okay.
It's touch football.
Right.
And I watched it, just zero interest. And then somebody intercepted one. They did the pitch back and back and back. You know, just kind of fun.
Uh-huh.
Okay, don't hit me too hard. Okay.
Right.
Whatever.
And the New England Patriots left for Atlanta from a Gillette Stadium. 35,000 fans gathered yesterday for the send-off. Last year when they did it on a Monday. So, obviously, they had a better crowd
on a Sunday
doing that on the weekend.
Yeah.
And then at Torrey Pines, you were probably watching Justin Rose at the top of the leaderboard. But, you know, what's trending is how did Tiger Woods do? And had 6 birdies in that final round.
Yeah, 5 of his last 8 holes were birdies. So, he definitely finished strong, got some rust off. But, yeah, it's fun to see. The players are so good. It's amazing. Oh, by the way, the Rams-Saints, and again, this will be checked again later. But 4 officials, and this is just an oversight. I don't think anything was going on here, but 4 of the officials that were in charge of that bad no call, all from Southern California. You just can't have that appearance of, gosh, isn't he from the Los Angeles? Yes, 4 of those guys that could have called the pass interference and the 3 other penalties that occurred on the play were from Southern California.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they did anything intentionally. I just think that they just shouldn't have that appearance.
Right.
Nobody from New Orleans should be a referee in that game. Nobody from Los Angeles should be a referee in that game just because the appearance looks funny. So there's that. Another head shaker for the New Orleans Saints, who are talking about having a parade during the Super Bowl. That's how mad they are.
I see. Well, that's something. I mean, it is 'tis the season. I believe last weekend is when the Mardi Gras season opened up. Okasa and Novak Djokovic, winners at the Australian Open.
All right, if you don't remember what happened this day, it was pretty brutal. I remember it like it was yesterday. I'm going to replay what CNN ran, but it was painful. Really painful what happened on this date in 1986.
Hmm.
Check your weather. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement and repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Go see my friend Wade Adams, who loved the Cardinal Caravan.
Yeah, he did.
706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Up to 36. We're at 35 now. Temperatures dropping after 3, and the winds will pick up to 30 miles per hour. hour. Then on Tuesday, high 11, low 16 below zero. That's when the wind chill watch begins and extends into Thursday. Bitterly cold on Wednesday, high 6 below zero, down to 16 below zero, up to 11 with sunshine Thursday. Again, 35 with some light snow and wet conditions. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. It's 720.
From the Fox Business Network, heavy machinery company Caterpillar is reporting a disappointing quarter, though it's predicting business will improve this year. About a quarter of Caterpillar's business is in Asia. Nissan is being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission. The SEC wants to know whether the Japanese carmaker properly disclosed pay information about its former chairman, Carlos Ghosn, who is now facing financial misconduct charges in Japan. Last week, Ghosn resigned from French automaker Renault. Now the French government is monitoring how his exit package is handled, saying it shouldn't be exorbitant. The French state owns 15% of Renault. Sonic Drive-In has joined the fast food special treat trend. Sonic has added Oreo a la mode and Cinnabon Cinnasticks a la mode to its all-day menu. The treats are $2.99. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Talking low prices, best selection of appliances, and I believe they price match. Now, they do a 10-year warranty, so if you come and say, this guy's lower, but they only offer 1 year, they'll go lower and then give you 1 year.
Ah.
So if you want your 10-year, you pay what they are charging, which is much more if at all. DKA-Dyke Appliance World, the place you'll want to visit when remodeling rooms, nothing like quality, incredible customer service, affordable pricing. Check out the Champaign location south of I-74 Neal on Neal Street. Online, appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Okay. So it was this day. I was in the quite a general area where I started an afternoon talk show. We just had one big old area. And Robin Kaler, now for U of I, was a news ace for us at the time on 1986.
Hydraulic tower unit.
And we were not watching this. Well, we had something called a wire service.
Rocket booster engine gimbal now under.
And Space Shuttle Challenger was lifting off with a school teacher on board.
That's right.
And everybody was, wow, this is pretty amazing that they can get this so darn easy where a school teacher can actually get in a Challenger to go to space. So, obviously, all the classrooms in America are watching Kennedy Space Center. This is CNN. I was not watching. We were, again, in the newsroom, but there was a wire, like AP wire.
Control program confirmed.
And everything looks fine.
Downrange.
Got the rocket boosters, which later was the trouble. And then the ding, ding, ding on the wire service started going off.
For most of the flight, 104%.
And I'll never forget, Robin was right behind me, and she said the Challenger crashed.
Shortly.
Or Challenger blew up or something. And we were stunned. And when I did my talk show, it was on DWS, when I did my talk show, I invited celebrities to be on my show all the time, and we were amazingly successful because it was kind of before syndication, and I was very aggressive in writing letters and calling agents and all these other things. And in the right top right-hand drawer was a letter I had written and sealed, sent to Krista McAuliffe, ready to send as soon as she landed.
Oh, wow.
And there it explodes.
15 seconds.
And they don't react immediately. You just can't believe it happened. It's just an explosion in the air. The Challenger's gone. Mission Control's just staring.
Looks like a couple of the solid rocket boosters blew away from the side of the shuttle.
The whole thing's gone, and there's still
an explosion.
Explosion, finally. They just are stunned. This is the Space Shuttle Challenger, January 28, 1986, so probably many of you are too young. It was 33 years ago now.
Obviously a major malfunction.
Oh, boy, some things you remember like they were yesterday, and that's one of them for me. But my letter to Krista McAuliffe, I don't know if I ever kept that letter or just threw it away. I can't remember. I was so sad.
For me, I was at EIU. I was running late for a class, and I was watching it live on TV.
You saw it live.
And then I went to class late and said to my English class then that the Challenger exploded.
Oh, man. I couldn't believe it. So that was a sad day in history, this date 33 years ago today. Okay, 727. The government's open, so you have that going on. Everybody's going to get paid. The whole narrative is Trump caved. He lost. Nancy wins. Way to go, Nancy. It's okay. February 15 probably won't be a deal for any kind of border security. And it's my opinion that Nancy Pelosi is so afraid of the far left that if she does anything, she's in trouble. So only thing she can do is to allow a vote on the House floor. If she waits for something she can support, nothing will happen. If she allows a vote on the House floor, it's possible Democrats, Republicans actually could pass something.
Okay.
If she doesn't and has to be what she wants, nothing happens. February 15, the president won't close the government. He won't do that again. He'll declare a state of emergency, whereby he can go get funds from other places like the Department of Defense. And there's billions available, according to what I'm reading, but that'll be challenged. And then how fast it goes through the legal challenge, if it gets to the Supreme Court and how fast that would go, I don't know. But there'll be something happen February 15. I can't imagine. I'm hoping Speaker Pelosi allows a vote and at least people can go on record and vote for something.
Uh-huh.
And if that happens, presumably it could get through the Senate. Bottom line is Republicans blew it. They had 2 years when they controlled everything and they couldn't do it. So you expect it to go with Nancy Pelosi? We'll see, but something will happen, either state of emergency or it'll be done legislatively, which is what it should be, but I don't know if it will be. Okay, it's 728. We'll get a little more on this in just a moment. If you are looking for a new vehicle, drivechampagne.com is where you can start online. That's the Honda BMW dealer here. And Ben Quattrone is standing by with his wonderful staff, wanting to get you into one of his vehicles, because once you do, there's a very high likelihood you'll be there a while. Why? Because you're going to get a good deal. You're going to get great service. When you're Honda President's award-winning dealership, it means you're a top 10% dealership in the nation. And you have to be good on all fronts to get that. It's very difficult. And they did it. So why don't you see what that looks like, what an award-winning dealership looks like. They're Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. Say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone right at Neil at Brewash in Savoy.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Hundreds of thousands of furloughed federal workers heading back to work, expecting back pay to be heading their way after missing two pay periods during the shutdown.
Hopefully part of this week coming, there will be something.
Now a three-week period of negotiating getting underway with border wall funding still a sticking point.
The president would not rule out another shutdown, saying it was certainly an option.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. And at the Screen Actors Guild Award last night, presenter Gary Oldman apparently getting a little unsolicited help from actor Christian Bale, who called out his name as he announced the winner for lead actress.
And the actor goes to Glenn Close.
And on TNT, outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture went to Black Panther. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police are investigating a Friday night shooting. A 24-year-old man was hurt in the shooting that happened near the intersection of Fairfax and Campbell Drive. WCIA says police think two people went into the home on Friday night. After a confrontation, two people fired several rounds at the victim. No word on any suspect information. Forever stamps just got more expensive. The price of a first-class Forever stamp went up a nickel yesterday, from 50 cents to 55 cents. It is the largest single price jump in the history of the Postal Service. Last year, first-class mail volume decreased by about 2.1 billion pieces. Priority mail costs are up as of yesterday. The price of a small box went up from $7.20 to $7.90. A medium box went up from $13.65 to $14.35. The cost of a postcard stays the same. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
That's aggressive.
Yeah.
Does anybody care?
right, does that affect us at all?
No.
I might start to do some postcards, though, more often since they stayed the same.
That's a 50 to 55 largest jump in Postal Service history. I mean, hasn't eBay saved the post office for now?
Yep.
What's your tolerance? Right now, I e-bank most everything. I don't mail stuff.
I don't either.
So, I don't know. I need you, but you're not affecting me on the nickel thing. I don't know. There's going to be a threshold. What would it take for you to never use the post office? I don't know, $2 maybe? So I'm 55 cents. I'd have to go to park $2 before I'm not taking it myself. It's cross town, go to the office, park, get in. No. 55 is still a pretty good deal. But they've been, you know, struggling for a while now as far as making any money and making all the ends meet. But, you know, we still want the Postal Service. But so much of my stuff, I used to wipe 20 to 30 stamps a month. Now I might use 3.
So, like, if you have a neutral stamp that says love, do you add another nickel to that?
If forever is forever.
Okay.
If you get a forever stamp, 55 cents, and someday it's a dollar, it's still good.
Okay.
Forever is forever.
Gotcha.
So, go ahead and stock up, invest, and then sell it back after the stock goes up or something. Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. We're bracing for the deep freeze, but it looks like we've dodged a mini bullet today with precipitation.
That's right. Rain and snow likely before 3. And then we've got the winds picking up to 30 miles per hour. And then the wind chill is coming our way. High 36 expected. We're currently at 35. Temperatures dropping this afternoon to our low tonight. Up to 11 tomorrow. And then later on, we have a minus 16 on the thermometer when our wind chill watch begins. Only up to 6 below zero on Wednesday, down to 16 below zero Wednesday night with clear conditions. Sunshine on Thursday with a high 11.
Wow.
32
okay.
On Friday.
All right. First day of February is 32, which is 50 degrees better than it's going to be Wednesday.
That's right.
So there you go.
We have an Arctic blast coming our way midweek. So make sure you got everything taken care of, a full tank of gas, well-stocked fridge, and all that. 35 now, ESPN 93.5.
Make 2019 your year to improve your financial fitness. Busey promises the support and answers you need to give your budget and wallet a workout. Research reveals people who resolve to improve their money behavior at the start of the year get ahead faster than those who don't.
Huh.
Makes sense. Spend less, save more. Number 4 in the top 10 resolutions, save less, spend less, save more. To avoid overconsuming in the year, Busey suggests setting goals, using stuff that the bank offers, like automatic deposit. You know, you can take a picture and deposit something. That's so cool. Take a picture of the check and boom, it's in.
I never tried that.
It's so easy. And, of course, I was access my debit card all over the world with my Busey debit card.
Yeah.
I had to call and give him a heads up.
Uh-huh.
Worked great. All the ATMs because you got a good exchange rate
there. That's right.
Except for the one in Shanghai where I almost left it in there. Other than that, it was fine.
Okay, then.
Janet said, you left your card in there. Ooh, bad. Busey will help you with tax planning, charitable contributions, college planning, retirement planning, wealth transfer. Don't just pledge to get physically fit in the new year. Give your budget and wallet a workout, too. For expert advice and solutions, visit Busey.com. Call 800-67-BUSEY. Stop on at one of their many convenient locations today. Member, FDIC.
Sam Astrike with Mattex Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. For 25 years, Mattex has been Central Illinois' premier provider for home services. We've worked hard to build long-term relationships with our customers. At Mattex, we strive for excellence and give you the personal attention you not only expect, but deserve. Visit MattexService.com today and see all the ways our trained and certified technicians can serve you. We specialize in train but service all brands. That's MattexService.com. Get the fix with Mattex.
Listen up. We know you just made those ambitious New Year's resolutions, but here in Champaign-Urbana, we're about to celebrate some seriously tasty food. So how about you throw those resolutions out the window and plan a night out during Champaign County Area Restaurant Week. It's happening January 25th through February 2nd. Head online now to drool over the tantalizing menus at our local restaurants. Visit ccrestaurantweek.org to start planning. That's ccrestaurantweek.org.
There's a lot of glass on your car, and sometimes stuff happens. You might need a new window on the driver's side, or your windshield has been cracked and is getting worse, or maybe you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield, causing it to chip. American Eagle Auto Glass in Champaign and Danville can help. They're local, they're reasonably priced, and they don't treat you like a number. You're their customer. American Eagle Auto Glass is certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring they do it the right way and the safe way. Visit them at AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com.
It's the Dare to Dream, Dream to Build event. Friday, February 8th at the iHotel and Conference Center in Champaign, hosted by the Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois, benefiting Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County and Build My Future. For tickets, visit DareToDream2019.com.
Roger Stone, the colorful former longtime political advisor to President Donald Trump, has been indicted. Charges of obstruction, making false statements, and witness tampering. Part of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's wide-ranging Russia collusion probe. Political analyst, author of the book Founders Revolution, Michael Law, Boise, Idaho. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
What does it all mean, Michael?
That's a good question. I'm going to go along with what Alan Dershowitz said concerning this indictment. Which he said that this indictment, as well as almost all of the other Mueller investigation indictments, have come down as a result and because of the investigation rather than crimes that were committed before the investigation started, basically saying that there have been no crimes that were committed before the investigation, but these crimes that have been committed since the investigation started were simply because these individuals realize that there's an investigation going. They're trying to protect themselves or trying to protect or possibly even trying to protect the president. And by so doing, they have lied to the FBI. They have lied to Congress, witness tampering, so forth. None of these crimes would have probably happened if there was no investigation. And there was no need for the investigation simply because collusion itself is not a crime. And the investigation started simply to look to see if there was a possible crime committed, as opposed to having evidence or witnesses coming forward and saying, there was a crime that looks like a crime. That just didn't happen. And he was out to look for a crime rather than investigate a crime.
Well, if he has something, I sure wish he'd show it, because this is going on year three now. And I, you know, if he hadn't appointed Jeff Sessions, none of this would have happened. I blame Jeff Sessions, man.
Yeah, that's for sure. And thankfully, he's gotten rid of Jeff Sessions in that sense. But I think this investigation is going to be just like most of the rest of the federal government, which is any time a program is started, it tends to have eternal life. So any government programs, they tend to have eternal life. That's the closest that we can ever come. Once they've started, they never stop. And well, I think the investigation is going to continue.
Mueller investigation spent $30 million. Don't you have to find something? I mean, the whole, they're talking about a little bit too much force when they went to get Roger Stone. They had like an amphibious unit in the back because apparently there was a canal. They had 29 people. They had military gear and guns, and he answered the
door. Ready for anything.
Well, they answered the door. He answered the door in his house robe. I mean, he's never.
He might jump in the canal, though, Stevie.
Yeah. Anyway, they said they were very polite to him, however. So I don't know, man.
Yeah,
head shaker for me. I don't know.
That will help, but it's just been. Yeah, it's just been. This investigation is just way out of control. Somebody needs to either put a stop to it or give them a deadline in which to wrap up the investigation at the very least.
Okay, Michael, last question. Who will be the Democratic nominee? What do I bet my money at the window on, Michael?
Put down the closest individual that you can find to socialism.
So you think it'll be somebody like that? Because I don't know how, as far left as they'll have to go, will the country really elect a socialist?
At this point, I would say no, but they have to keep pushing towards that direction. So they've got to get the most radical individual that they can, who is good enough to show that they're not much of a radical. So at this point, it's too early to call anybody as far as the Democrat platform and individual nominee is concerned. It's just way too early. There's going to be a lot more coming. So,
yeah. Well, it would be fascinating. I think that the left wing is definitely controlling a whole bunch. Hillary, any chance, odds of Hillary Clinton running for president this year? 1,000 to 1, 100 to 1?
We can only hope.
Well, we'll see. She certainly has the best name recognition. Michael Law, thank you as always. Founders Revolution, what's your website?
It is michaellawauthor.com.
Thanks for your time from Boise this morning. We appreciate you. ESPN 93.5. 743. I know that it's not likely Hillary Clinton would run. Wouldn't we come back to the emails and, you know, bleach bidding her hard drive again? Wouldn't we go back there? I'd be back. Bill Clinton would be back.
Oh, boy.
She has the best name recognition. Didn't she deserve it the first time around? Wasn't she the one that got the most votes? Shouldn't it be Hillary Clinton? 744, text in if you'd like, 359-2257. Well, don't get caught off guard. Call CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc. on Bloomington Road in Champaign to get your superior snow and ice melt. Stock up for the snow, probably not done with it. Then you'll have it. Shop local. Betsy and Brad Parks, their team, Chemical Maintenance, Incorporated. Locally owned and operated, female operated, actually. With Betsy. 359-6262, 359-6262. Sports headlines 747 on this Monday, January 28th.
Well, still trending in Illini Nation as we beat number 13, Maryland, at Madison Square Garden, 78-67. Next up will be Minnesota Wednesday at 8 in Minneapolis. Last night in Big Ten action, Purdue over number 6 Michigan State, 73-63, and Minnesota over number 19 Iowa, 92-87. We had Northwestern beating our Illini women's basketball team 64-56 yesterday. In wrestling, we lost to Nebraska, and next up will be Ohio State. NHL action, really an all-star break, and Metro ended up beating Central 10-5. And in the Pro Bowl, AFC All-Stars beat NFC 26-7. But the real action is on Sunday for the Super Bowl. The New England Patriots left for Atlanta with 35,000 adoring fans at Gillette Stadium and made a big splash there. I saw a little quote of Tom Brady, and he was working the mic, and then he pretty much dropped the mic. He kind of tossed it over. But the fans were rabbing and cheering and, you know, we'll be back and all that other kind of stuff. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially down in New Orleans, they're thinking about doing a parade instead of watching the game on Sunday.
Yeah, they're probably not going to have a lot of interest in the game.
I wouldn't think so.
No call. Pitchers and catchers report. Cubs are, looks like February 13. Cardinals look like February 13 as they'll report to get the baseball season going. No Bryce Harper or Manny Machado news. There's all kinds of rumbling about how the owners are colluding because they're not paying free agents anymore.
Yeah, they might have to take a hit.
Is it collusion or is it analytics?
Right.
Analytics is telling me that in 10 years you're not going to be a hitter anymore. And why would I give you $30 million a year for 5 years when you can't hit anymore?
Mm-hmm.
It's all showing up. It's so right there that I think the owners are going, this is just way too much money. And so Harper and Machado are not going to get the mega deals they thought. They're still going to get probably $300 million, but not the $400 million people were speculating on. And yet they're unsigned on January 28. Amazing. There's so many free agents that don't have jobs. And their families are going, honey, are we going to work? And they're going to say, well, I'm not doing it if it's under $8 million. They're going, right. Really? What about $5 million? $5 million is a good number.
Exactly.
When you're looking at zero.
In tennis, Novak Djokovic beat Rafael Nadal, and 21-year-old Naomi Osaka beat Petra Kvitova. Not a much controversy on that second Grand Slam win for her. The first one at the U.S. Open was Serena, and there was that call and all.
all of that.
Why wouldn't the Cardinals slide in on Bryce Harper? They were willing to take $325 million on Giancarlo Stanton, and I would argue Bryce Harper will give the Cardinals more good years than Stanton will. That would be my guess. I know. They're committed to Dexter Fowler, but, man, one more thumper, and the Cardinals would probably have the advantage in the Central. Well, right now it's still the Cubs. Cubs are the team to beat.
It would have been interesting to have you in the room at the Cardinal Caravan to see their reaction to those kind of comments,
yeah,
TV.
Yeah. One more thumper.
Exactly.
Yeah, they've done well. Got Andrew Miller on the backside of that bullpen. He's a big-time player if he's healthy. And then Paul Goldschmidt, I think, is one of the best hitters in baseball. And
that's
I know
right.
The Cardinals are trying to extend him before the end of the year.
Okay.
Trying to see if they can keep him kind of like a Matt Holliday.
Uh-huh.
Coming in from Colorado. Matt stayed for, 6 or 7 years? I think they'd like the same from Paul Goldschmidt. All right, we'll check your weather. It's going to be deep freeze time. Stand by. In sports, it's slushy.
Exactly, with our high 36. Temperatures dropping all afternoon, though. We're at 35 now with the light snow. Southerly gusts between 17 and 28 miles per hour to our low tonight. An increase in the clouds for tomorrow, then down to 16 below zero. That's when the wind chill watch begins, because the wind chill factors between 25 and 45 below zero. Wednesday is the Arctic blast with a high 6 below zero, low 16 below zero with clear conditions. Sunshine high 11 Thursday. Snow in the forecast Thursday night and Friday morning. But Friday's high at 32. That'll feel so warm compared to Wednesday.
Yeah, it will. It
35
will.
Now on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, and if you take a sleeping pill, over-the-counter sleeping pill every night, is that bad?
Hmm.
And what is it about youth and vaping?
Yes.
Is that a thing?
The Juuls is what they call it. J-U-U-L. This is really a factor that parents have to watch. You cannot see this thing. It looks like one of those thumb drives that you insert in the side of your computer.
So what are you doing? I mean, you're actually ingesting what?
It's like an espresso, only it's nicotine.
It is nicotine?
Yeah. It's like a half a pack of cigarettes or something.
One vape?
Something like that.
Is that intense?
I think normally people do three. But it used to be, when it was just first coming into play, that the kids would take a hit of it, so to speak, and then just kind of blow it into their sleeve. It's so discreet.
Wow. So it's not like going out and buying. I mean, how much is a vape thing? I mean,
I think $12.
And is that done? It's a throwaway thing?
I think so.
See, I don't know anything about it. We're going to talk to licensed clinical psychologist Ashley Burgess later in next hour. When your child vapes, what do you do?
Well, and the kids get jittery and sometimes nosebleeds. I mean, this is an intense dose, so to speak. And they want more.
Well, how can they buy it?
I don't know at first if they had it very regulated. I don't know. It really caught on, though.
Well, I mean, wouldn't it be like tobacco? You have to be whatever it is, 21 or whatever.
I would think.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know anything about it.
But I was on ISU's campus, and it said, you know, 3-pack of vapes for $20 or something on the sign outside.
Three vapes are $20? Isn't that expensive?
I mean, if that's what you're into.
Wow. Okay, we learn together next hour.
Okay.
All right, ESPN 93.5 will break for the Fox News. Stand by. It's Monday. We'll be right back. Game day.